Gary, give us a little background of how this enterprise started. How long have you guys been in business?
Since back in the 1970s.
And what made you decide to start cleaning chimneys?
The whole story is I was doing some gutter cleaning, which is up on the eaves, stuff on my dime off from the fire department.
Ladder work.
Yeah, ladder work. And I was on a roof in the Lake Forest, and a lady named Mrs. Talbert said, you know, while you're up there, you should clean chimneys too. And I go, yeah, sure, if I ever do that, you'll be my first customer. And I started looking at it a little bit more, and I actually took a couple, several trips out to the East Coast to investigate it and learn quite a bit about it, and ran the idea past a bunch of my customers, and I got a great favorable response of 12, 15 people that said, yeah, I really should do that, you know. And, you know, being a firefighter, you know, fire prevention was always something that was a little bit in my mind. And,
sure.
And so I went out and bought all the equipment and got myself back in the day the
tradition. You had the hat?
I had the tuxedo T-shirt, the tuxedo tails, the red scarf, the top hat. Yeah, Bozo the Clown had nothing on me.
I hope those pictures are on your website somewhere.
They're around. Yeah, okay. They're around.
They're around. It's part of my past I can't get rid of, but no. You know, and I just set out and went and did it, and just try to treat everybody like I thought I'd like to be treated. You know, be fair with people, be honest with people, and treat their home the same way I would treat that job if it was my house that I was dealing with. And I'm very grateful that... my son, Rob, took over about 18 years ago. And, you know, even though I raised him my whole life and give him some good Christian values and stuff like that, you never know when too many times in our society today, somebody starts a company and builds it up and builds a name up, and the second generation comes in and
destroys it, so takes it right into the rocks.
Hundreds of times people... 2 or 3 years, it's all over. And I'm very, very grateful that Rob has continued on with the same tradition and fairness that done, and very proud of him.
Well, truthfully, it's his wife. I just want to let you know that.
No, she's great.
I just want to let you know, truthfully, Rob's got nothing to do with the company that she's driving the bus right behind. He's just a pretty face.
It's a figurehead. That's all. What can I tell you?
I definitely would have went astray without her.
So. wandering aimlessly. But
did you think 40 years later, or 50 years later, that you'd be into heating and cooling and doing chimney repair and replacement and fireplace a redesign and all that, Michigas? Did you ever see it morphing into that?
Not really. I was pretty content with just chimney cleaning, chimney relining, you know, and that sort of stuff. And it's a funny little family thing, and I'll throw it out there, is that Rob gives me a lot of credit for taking it from zero to where it was when he took over the company. He thinks that's the biggest part, the best thing that ever happened to the company. I, on the other hand, feel that what he's done with it since he's took it over in 2007 is spectacular compared to what I had done. So I guess you could say we're partners in the Mutual Admiration Society.
Yeah.
I think he did well, and he thinks I did well. So.
Well, listen, you've in all seriousness, I bust chops here better than anybody, but in 50 years, we love having family-owned businesses here, right? We have... Bob Dold, the family owned Rose, he has owned the company, you know, Dold family over 100 some years. Mm-hmm. Ruben owned JC Restoration before they sold out to Blue Sky. It was a family owned business, minority owned business.
Sure.
You guys built this up from nothing, right? Your days off at the fire, you know, being a captain, hopping on ladders, making a couple extra bucks to feed the family. And here you've got one of the most respected. Heating, air conditioning, chimney, fireplace, heating, and cooling companies in the Midwest, if not the country, where people are buying fireplace implementations from you here in Lake Bluff. I mean, that's a hats off to you. You know, one of those goofy top hats that you used to wear. hats off to you, and thanks for coming down.
When I used to don my outfit in its entirety, I would get into people's homes, and they would, I'd always... You know, ring the doorbell with that on, and I'd be asked to take pictures with all different kinds of people, everything from grandma in a wheelchair to the cheerleader daughter to the favorite dog of the family, you name it. But it was fun, and I kept a nice collection of all those photos.
Did they used to come to the door with a bowl of candy, thinking it was trick or treat, and here's an old guy just roaming around?
Not yet.
Kind of lost? Not yet?
I've been made appointments, so they got to be there at 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, because that's when our daughter's birthday party is, so they want the act to come in there for it. But And I used to even, part of the folklore was that if you had a chimney sweep walking towards you on your wedding day, it was very, very favorable. Hmm. And I was hired by many people to actually sometimes hand roses to the bride. And
that's
you
awesome.
Unbelievable.
Well, a lot of fun.
You're lucky you did it when you did, because nowadays you're not getting through. Nobody answers the door, right? And they're talking through their ring. What do you want? Whack job in the hat and the scarf?
look at that outfit out there. Don't let him in, whatever we do.
Call the cops. This guy, here he's back again, roaming around with a brush and a ladder.